Steve is on line three, I hope. I pushed the right buttons. Hello, Steve. How are you this afternoon?
I'm very well. How you doing?
Good. I did push the right button. That's good.
Good.
Steve Sabatino, he's the techie guy, the very techie Christmas. As Christmas approaches and the frustration of finding the perfect gift is sending you around the twist, Steve is to the rescue. Boy, oh boy, some of these high-end prices, though, Steve. Look, I am lucky enough to own a Tag Heuer watch.
Are you? Wowee.
Yeah, but it didn't cost me $197,000.
But is it a smartwatch? That's the question.
No, it's not. No,
well, it's funny. You know, Tag have a couple of smartwatches out there, but this one, this is the high-end Christmas smartwatch, nearly $200,000. And guess what it does to make it even smarter than their other smartwatch, which comes in at a couple of $1,000s?
No idea.
Guess what it does?
What does it do?
It adds 24 diamonds onto it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So I'm wondering if it's maybe not really a smartwatch. It's a smartwatch in disguise. It's a good of ostentation where the only added intelligence is for Tag Heuer, who worked out a way to get $200,000. They're the smart ones, I think, for a watch that does the same job as, you know, a $2,000 smartwatch does.
So can you, what do you pay? Do you know what you pay for a normal Tag Heuer smartwatch?
Yeah, I think it's under $5,000.
Right.
So yeah, it's quite a premium, isn't it?
It is. Even $5,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. A diamond, I can't believe this. You know, we know what an HDMI cable is, but a diamond braided HDMI cable?
Yeah, so you know how they've got that fibre
on
the cable? And some of them have that exposed fibre. It looks, you know, a little bit like a piece of rope.
Yes.
Well, this one's ensconced and braided with diamonds. Now, I know some of the listeners out there will be thinking, geez, you know, every time Apple or a new computer or a phone comes out, you need a new cable. And you feel a little bit like, wow, I've spent too much on this cable, all of $10. If you ever feel like $10 on an HDMI cable is a little bit too much, well, this one here comes in at a paltry $1,097. But new client, you want to show them you know what you're doing when you plug in to do that presentation. Have you got an HDMI cable? They can't find one. All of a sudden, look, guys, I've got this one here, diamond encrusted. Here we go. Plug it in. Impress your clients.
$1,097. What about a Samsung curved telly? What, it's 105 inches, $150,000?
Yeah, so this one would mean that I think that if you did buy it, you would never, ever be allowed to go outside again. Because think about it, you need to get your value, you need to get your asset utilization up there. You want to make sure you watch it and get your value's worth. And when your kids go out and play, you're going to have to say to them, kids, get inside out of that sunshine and fresh air and come in and watch this TV. We've spent all this money. We want you inside, sitting down, watching TV only, so we can make sure we get the asset utilization of this big TV purchase. Well, it is 4K and it curves around the room. And look, I mean, it's a little bit like having a cinema in your house. It's as good as you can get. But gee, I tell you what, it doesn't come in cheap.
Wouldn't you get annoyed if you'd bought one for 105 grand and 6 months later you get an email that there's a new one just been released?
Well, you know that's going to happen. I mean, yeah, technology. It reminds me of the old joke. A guy walks into the computer store and he says, listen, I want the latest, greatest computer technology. I want to make sure I've got all the up-to-date stuff here. Can you hook me up? And the guy at the store says, well, you better wait 10 minutes because we're sure to have an upgrade by then.
That's true, though, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Sad, technology moves so fast. I mean, you know, sometimes it pays to be a Luddite. If you're the person that comes in first, you're going to know you're going to pay a super premium.
That's true. What's this world's most realistic racing simulator? It's $185,000.
Well, this is one that I think you can justify. I mean, this is where the kind of one that gives, I think, a rush of blood to the head. So this is the Haarmaker World's Most Realistic Racing Simulator. Now, I'm gonna paint a picture in people's minds while they listen to this. This is, imagine a simulator that's like something you would see in NASA where you're inside a little exoskeleton that kind of zooms you around, so you're moving around inside it with VR goggles like you're actually in the race car. It's almost what they call an NND, no noticeable difference to the real race car. And Ford use it to train their race car drivers, Formula One and Indy 500 all around the world. And it's only $185,000, so it's, you know, it's a little bit cheaper than a racing car, just slightly cheaper than a racing car, but you get that real experience. It's the real deal, that one.
$185,000, that's a lot of money. Let's go low-end. And it's not so low-end. I mean, it's low-end with a tongue-in-cheek. It's low-end when you're talking $197,000 and $185,000, but we've got the Adoro handcrafted carbon black AirPods?
That's right. So you've seen the Apple AirPods.
I have.
Maybe $100. Well, these ones are handcrafted out of carbon fibre. Impress your friends, they look pretty nice. They look like that material that a lot of the bicycles are made out of these days. So it's got that woven black carbon kind of feel. Apparently they work better. They have, for people with really special ears, it's good that you can make sure that your ears get what they deserve with these $745 ear pods. They do look cool. They do look cool, and with people who've got... Yeah, you got the dad who's got everything and what to get them if you wanted to splash out. It's kind of almost achievable.
What about a jet bike for six grand?
This is the hydro-powered jet bike. Now, people might have seen that ride that you can do in waterways, in lakes and beaches, where they have these jet-powered, you know, hydro water jet-powered things that fly you up in the air.
Yeah,
You stand inside it.
I have.
And
looks
the jets
like fun.
Go around, you kind of get this flying feel.
Looks like a lot of fun.
It does look, but this one's great, and I actually reckon there's an opportunity in this one. So for the first time, they're available at a consumer level. Now, they're $6,000, so look, it's kind of the price of a jet ski or maybe a dirt bike or motorcycle, but here's what I reckon, entrepreneurial opportunity, right? So you're going to get down to the Murray River or down to the lake or the beach over summer. I reckon you buy this one for your husband or for yourself or maybe for your wife. You can do a Homer Simpson bowling ball style and buy it for your wife, and then you take it down the lake and you rent it out for rides at $100 a pop. Next thing you know, you've paid it off over summer.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. A high-tech hands-free toilet seat. Now, this one, for $750, tell us about this toilet seat.
Okay, so this is toilet tech. And just so you know, Bill Gates has just invested in the smart toilet. So the smart toilet is an absolute reality. It's going to become your health partner in life, where it reads the data and knows what your diet is and all of those things to be your health partner. But this one here, one step back from that, it's just a lid, $750. So it's a high-tech lid that goes on your toilet. So it senses when you walk in the room and opens the lid. We're going to remove those arguments on who put the lid down and who didn't. So it does that automatically, which is fantastic. Hands-free, no toilet paper. Toilet paper is old school, so that's out. So what we've got here is you sit down, it takes care of everything. It's got a deodorizer. It's got a seat warmer. It cleans you with water, and it's also got hydro air that comes in and warm air that dries you after the experience. So it's the end of toilet paper, could be the end of that industry, and it's the start of the end of fights on the toilet seat. And maybe in winter, gee, those warm moments, you get late at night, you get in a cold toilet seat, maybe this is the solution we've been looking for.
Steve, I'm out of time. You've amazed me. I mean, from a $197,000 smartwatch to a $750 toilet seat. But you say, you reckon the best bet, give a Rubik's Cube to the kids.
The Rubik's Cube is the one. Let me tell you why. Rubik's Cube's coming in around $10. The future is about algorithms. You get your kid a Rubik's Cube, give them a link on YouTube on how to solve it. Anyone can learn it in 10 or 15 minutes if you've got someone that shows you. And all of a sudden, you've given a kid a toy that helps them understand the future. An old school algorithm with a plastic toy, but they can understand technology through learning how to solve it. What a great idea.
Great idea. Mate, thank you for your time. What a lovely list of special gift ideas if you've got the money to buy them. We'll talk to you again, Steve.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Futurist and business technologist, it's Steve Sammartino.